Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is, when saying Kiddush, is it permitted to say Kiddush with a cup that is in Israel? We call it chad pe'ami, disposable. It could be a plastic disposable cup or a paper disposable cup. We typically use them once and throw them out. Can you use that for Kiddush or can you not use that for your Kiddush cup? We're going to start out with the psak of the Igros Moser, Rav Moshe Feinstein, who says, Lechatchila, one should not say Kiddush on a disposable cup. And he brings the following rationale. We went through the Asara Devarim Namru B'Koshel Bracha, the 10 things that are advisable, some required for the Koshel Bracha. Koshel Bracha includes the cup of wine that we say Kiddush on. And one of the 10, one of the more important of the 10 is chai. And one of the explanations that we brought chai is that chai means that the cup has to be unblemished. It can't be broken and it can't have cracks in it. That is what chai is, at least according to one of the explanations. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says as follows. We see here that even an aesthetic problem with the cup is going to be problematic if you have a break in it, if it has a crack in it, even on the outside of the cup, that is no longer considered chai, and it cannot or should not, at least the chatchila, should not be used as your cup for Kiddush. Accordingly, says Rav Moshe, kal vachomer, if you cannot use a cup that is expensive, an expensive sterling silver cup, a gold cup, but it simply has an aesthetic blemish on it, it should not be used the chatchila for Kiddush. Kal vachomer, when talking about a cup that is disposable. It's made of a garua, bad material. This isn't made of silver. It's not made of metal. It's made of plastic or paper, whatever that's chad pe'ami, that's disposable. Certainly, it is not going to be considered to be chai. Chai, as we said before, is shalem is considered unblemished. It has a fundamental blemish in it because it's made of a very poor, cheap material. Accordingly, that's Rav Moshe Feinstein's rationale to say, at a minimum, lechatchila, one should not say Kiddush on a disposable cup. So that is approach number one, why it's problematic. And in addition, the Tshuva Sharga Hameya brings in the name of the Satmar Rav, a second explanation, second rationale, why one should not use a disposable cup to say Kiddush. His approach is as follows, because this is a disposable cup. You use it once, you throw it right out, says the Satmar Rav, and he brings a proof from the Rambam, it's not considered a kli at all. If it's not considered a kli, you cannot use it for purposes of Kiddush. You don't have a kli here. So those are the two rationales, Rav Moshe Feinstein rationale and the Satmar Rav's rationale, two separate rationales, why it's problematic to use a disposable cup to say Kiddush. Now, in fact, the Tzitz Eliezer disagree. He disagrees. He actually discusses both of these rationales that we just brought. We'll get to it shortly. And he says that you can, indeed, it's mutar lechatchila to use a disposable cup for Kiddush. And he goes through the Igros Moshe's rationale as follows. The Igros Moshe, we said that this kli, because it's made of poor material, it's considered, because it's disposable, it's not considered chai, and chai is a requirement, and this is not considered chai. So he says as follows, kli mugdar ke kli shavur, she'eno chai, rakim hayashalim. When do we say that something is lacking the requirement of chai? That is when the kli, here our Kiddush cup, was made in a certain way. It was made in a way, and it had to change for the worse thereafter. So, for example, you had a Kiddush cup, and it dropped, and it's broken, it's dented. It has a problem with it now. So it started full, it started great, it started shalem. It didn't have a blemish, and now it has a blemish. On the other hand, when we have a disposable cup, that is how it was manufactured. Admittedly, the material is not as good as it should be. It's not made of metal. It's not expensive. It's not nice. But nonetheless, there's been no change to this kli. The definition of chai means there's been no change to the kli. And because there's been no change to this paper or plastic cup, it is still considered chai, and it can be used for purposes of saying Kiddush on it. So that is the Tzitz Eliezer's analysis of Rav Moshe Feinstein's problem with it. Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's not chai, and the Tzitz Eliezer says it is chai. It's chai is not a problem here because the cup is as it was manufactured. There's no degradation to the cup. And when it came to the Satmar Rav's explanation, the Satmar Rav said again, because it's disposable, you're using only once and you're throwing it out, it's not considered a kli at all. The Tzitzit Eliezer responds as follows, I disagree. This cup was made lechatchila to be used as we're using it. And it, intrinsically, it was made to use, be disposable, but truth be told, people, they discard it because they use it once, but not because the kli is bad. It's not because anything has changed in the kli. It's the same kli. It's the same cup that we have, be it plastic, be it paper, and you could use it again and again. It's simply because it's cheap and they don't want the hassle that they're throwing it out. But that would not define the kli. It's not a kli anymore because people happen to throw it out, because even after use, it's still a kli, not a problem, not a problem whatsoever. And he says that the same thing would apply when it says using a cup that you need for Kiddush and Havdalah, and also Netilas Yadayim, that you need a kli to wash. It would be mutter lechatchila to use a kli that's chad pehmi, to use a disposable kli. That is the approach of the Tzitz Eliezer. He disagrees with both of the rationales we brought, the Igros Moshe and also the Satmar Rav. And in fact, it's not only the Tzitz Eliezer that says you can use a disposable cup lechatchila. That is also the view of Rav Vosner in the Kovetz Beis Halevi, the Beis Halevi. Accordingly, how would we paskin on this? We have a machlokis. Rav Rimon brings as follows, Lamaisa, practically speaking, halacha Lamaisa, if you have a normal Kiddush cup, and it's high, it's not blemished, etc., it fulfilled the requirements of a Kiddush cup, that would be the preferred method. Use that rather than a disposable cup. Two different reasons for this. Number one is because we do have the shitas to say you can't use a disposable cup. So because of that opinion, we should be machmir. We do have a machlokas. So if you can be mekayim, the more machmir shita, go ahead, absolutely. And an additional point, he says, is we should have the proper kavod for the Kiddush, and that means that if we have a choice between a real Kiddush cup and something that is disposable, the real kavod is going to be using the regular Kiddush cup, not the disposable cup. However, if you don't have a choice, if you don't have a choice between, you don't have a regular Kiddush cup there. So I have a friend who asked me this question recently. He was in the hospital and then only had a disposable cup. And accordingly, you only have the disposable cup option. Then it's not going to be a problem whatsoever. You don't have a nicer cup. Then certainly we have the shitas that say that it's lechatchila, the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Vosner. It's also brought by, in the name of Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Shmir Shabbos Kiyuchasa, Das Nid Beru Al Paskin, not a problem. This is your choice. This is the cup that you have. You don't have a real cup. Absolutely lechatchila. And even Rav Moshe Feinstein himself said in this situation, Ulai Yesh Lahakel, if you don't have a cup, even the more machmir shita would say that you can move forward with the disposable cup. So there we have it in a nutshell. Go for the better cup, the nicer cup, the permanent cup, if you have a choice. But otherwise, if you don't have a choice, it would be mutter, and even lechatchil, according to a number of shitas, to use the disposable cup. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.